And now we have on someone from a TV show that you can watch from the comfort of your own home.
And she's at a very wonderful special place right now, too.
She's in a very wonderful special place. Actress Bitsy Tulock, where are you from? Where are you at right now?
I am with David Gentoli, who's the Grimm, and we are doing a fan convention for Spooky Empire tomorrow. So we are actually at Disney World right now.
Oh, wow.
So I'm taking, he's off getting me a snack, and I am taking a little break so I can call you guys.
Oh, well, we really appreciate you taking
Absolutely.
The break there, yeah. And so it's pretty creepy there this time of the year, though, isn't it?
Halloween? Yeah, apparently our lovely guide was saying that they start decorating for Halloween like in early September, and then basically the day after Halloween they're going to start decorating for Christmas. So.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they've waited that long for Christmas. Most things here in Phoenix already looks like Wintered Wonderland, which we'll find out next week on our holiday preview. But Bitsy, you know, tell us a little bit about your character in Grimm. You know, so of course the season premiere was last night. It was season four, right?
Yeah, season four premiered last night. I played Juliet Silverton. I am a veterinarian, and I am dating David Gentoli's character, who's the Grimm. And he finds out at some point in season one, he's a cop, and he finds out that he's actually a descendant of the Brothers Grimm. So he is able to see these creatures morph. So he can kind of see people for what they really are. And so it's a really fun show. There's a lot of awesome VFX and prosthetics. The guy who does the makeup for all the creatures has won, or was either won or was nominated for an Oscar. And so each episode is sort of a procedural, and it's like based on a fairy tale.
Yeah, and it's amazing that there are so many of these different horror-themed shows on, and people just love them. I mean, of course, now it's you've got Constantine right after you. That's got a nice little horror theme to it as well, and people just keep getting into these wonderful horror-themed shows. What attracted you to the show in the first place, or what's the most fun about playing this character?
I read the pilot in February of 2011, and I just remember thinking, what a fabulous idea to do a cop procedural with like a fantasy cop procedural, because nothing like that had really been done before, except for maybe you had like fantasy shows sort of along the lines of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel, and those are the same guys who did Grimm. And they also are showrunners or writers on the X-Files as well. So I always feel like Grimm, because we have a little Scooby Squad, and it sort of feels like Buffy the Vampire Slayer grown up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a very, very good idea there. And, I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And
Ironically, I watched that show for the first time the other day.
Really?
There was a replay on, like, FX, a Halloween one from, like, the third or fourth season. First time I've ever seen it. It was actually very entertaining.
Oh, now, I know with Grimm, last season, so back in the spring, there was kind of like a cliffhanger. And now, since last night has played out, can you tell us where we are in the story and maybe what we can look forward to on Grimm this season?
Well, so the season three premiere, season three finale had a ton of cliffhangers. Juliet and Nick are on their way to Rosalie Monroe's wedding, and I figure out that he basically just had sex with a witch who was impersonating me, so I'm furious. And I'm thinking I've had it. And then Monroe and Rosalie's wedding is ruined, and then the captain gets shot, and he's in critical condition. And then Sergeant Wu is sort of piecing together everything. And then the main cliffhanger is that because of the spell the witch did through me, Nick has lost his Grimm powers. So the cliffhanger going into episode two, which will air next Friday night at 9 p.m. on NBC, is that Captain Renard is either dead or he's, about to die. So that's a huge thing. And also, is Nick going to get his Grimm powers back, and does he want them even back? Because it's either don't be a Grimm and get the love of your life to stay with you, or like try to get your powers back, and Juliet could conceivably just say, I've had it, and move on.
Well, then what would happen with all these baddies around? Of course, you got werewolves on this show. It's a pretty impressive lineup. What's been your favorite Grimm type character?
Creature?
Yeah,
there is a little ice beaver who's a little beaver creature, and played by a wonderful Portland actor, Danny Bruno. And he, you know, not all Vessin, that's our name for the creatures, not all Vessin are bad. And he's an example of, he's really shy and he's kind of goofy and he's just so sweet and nervous. And so the Ice Beavers are typically really, really sweet Vessin, and he's just my favorite.
Nice. Okay, excellent. And, you know, of course, you've got so many other projects under your belt. Greg and I were going through a lot of the, you know, Greg, list some of the for other credits here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Artist, of course, which is one of the great films of 2011. My favorite, and another big standout, you know, Lakeview Terrace, among many others. And
Lakeview Terrace was my first movie. And I'm actually on the East Coast right now because I started rehearsals this week for a movie with Will Smith about concussions in the NFL that Ridley Scott is producing. So through December, I'm going to be flying back and forth from Grimm, where we shoot in Portland, Oregon, to Pittsburgh, where we're shooting the concussions film. So, and then I have two other movies coming out next year. One is an indie film called Chronic about a hospice nurse played by Tim Roth.
Wow.
And then an indie film called Dead Draw, which is a heist film, and my character is sort of the puppeteer of this group of four guys who are pulling a major heist.
Because it was pretty big news, I don't know if it was about a week ago or something, that, you know, your involvement in the Will Smith movie.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, excited that we had already, you know, had you booked on the show and everything like that. And after that, so the rehearsals for this movie, you're already in them, you said?
Yeah, I was in Pittsburgh Wednesday and Thursday rehearsing, and then I'm in Orlando right now, as I said. David and I fly back tomorrow night to Portland, and then I shoot Grimm for about 10 days, and then I fly to Pittsburgh and start shooting the concussion film in mid-November. And then for a little over 2 weeks, I'm going to be back and forth between Pittsburgh and Portland.
Wow. So you keep pretty busy there. I mean, right?
Yeah, you typically, Grimm shoots 9 months out of the year, so it's pretty hard to film anything while we're also shooting Grimm. So usually if you do a movie, you kind of want to do it on your hiatus from the show, but Universal Studios was great about, you know, letting me out and just working around my schedule so I don't miss any Grimm episodes, but I can also do the movie.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. And so you will have some downtime around the holidays, I hope, though.
Yes, I will. I'm going to Seattle for a few days, and then we are going to Vienna and Prague.
Oh, exciting! Exciting!
Yeah, and we have about 2.5 weeks off for Christmas.
Oh, terrific!
And Alvitzi, most important question here though is, what's your favorite ride thus far at Disney World?
At Disney World, I loved Space Mountain just because it's in the dark, so
absolutely,
you have no idea what's coming next. And the ride I am standing outside of right now that I'm going to go on is Splash Mountain.
Oh, great stuff.
Yes, yes. And, you know, so how about next week? Or are you doing any Halloween parties? Is your schedule allow for any of that? And if so, any
Yeah, but randomly, because, you know, we usually shoot Monday through Friday, and Fridays are always, we usually shoot till 3 or 4 in the morning just because of the way the schedule works out. But everybody except for David, who has off most of the day, so we're all going over to a friend's house and we're all gonna, you know, put candy out. But since I just got my schedule and I just realized I wasn't shooting on Halloween, I don't have a costume ready.
Uh-oh.
So I'm gonna have to think of something.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure you'll come up with something great. And
yeah,
just
go to the wardrobe department and beg for something.
There's
yeah,
no,
nice.
Absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah, or grab something from Disney World there. But yeah, thank you so much, of course, Bitsy Tulak from Grimm, and definitely check that out, especially this time of year, Halloween time.
Yes.
And, some great stuff going on, and enjoy the rest of your visit at Disney World.
Thank you. All right, bye, guys.